Girl, I guess I'm giving sugar. Because then I don't know what he'd be doing with them nudes. At least what he sees, he just can see it and keep it in his memory.
Not in his memory. Oh my God.
I'm stressed about that. Like, who are they gonna be sent to? How they? What if they leak?
Not the leak nudes. Oh, but you were sending them to a stranger? Plot twist.
What is, that's why I wouldn't be sending them.
No, but in the other scenario.
I guess.
You're fucked. Either way, girl.
Is this shit on?
Beautiful.
Hey, it's your girl, Mommy. And you're now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit. Everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go.
Hopefully it's okay. So two things probably that I can think, and I'm probably gonna think of more as they come up, but while we're on the topic, I went to the movies, right? So it's like I get up there and I'm like, let it be known we're not dating.
Y'all are talking.
Pretty sure we're talking. Whatever the fact, this is fucked up. So I get up there and I'm like, oh, you know, one for whatever. Okay. Dude expects me to buy the ticket. So I'm like.
Yours or both?
Both.
Okay.
His. So I'm like, okay, not even asking. More so like, do it. I'm like, all right. So here goes dumbass Monte buying the fucking tickets. So we go in, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, so you're buying me a drink. That I paid for a ticket, you're buying me a drink. He goes, well, just because you said it like that, I'm not buying you nothing.
Wow.
And I said, oh, word.
She said, oh, word.
I was like, we're going to sit through this movie
in silence.
Well, in silence anyways, it's a fucking movie, but.
You move over so there's a space between you.
And I was like, what the fuck? And see, this is where it comes in. Luckily, I got my own motherfucking drink. Bitch. I still bought
my own drink.
You know what? I'm feeling a certain type of way. You the bitch now. I bought your ticket and I bought my drink. And you can sit there and stay parched.
Shit.
Same person. Did I learn?
No.
No, she did not learn.
It's okay. We've all been there. Been there, done that.
Sometimes we don't learn. I don't know if it was before or after, you know, which came first. Chicken or the egg? No. And we're at a concert. We're not. No, we might be there. I don't give a fuck. Once again.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. So a friend comes out, right? Oh, because we fuck with this artist. Like, we're in love with this artist. Not like sexy. Yeah. But like, we. Good music.
Yeah, good
all music. All right. So she comes out and I'm like, oh, bet. It's fucking late. Because keep in mind, we've been waiting for this artist to come to Raleigh for. The longest.
A long time.
She hits me up. Oh, bitch, guess who gonna be in Raleigh? I'm like, oh, we in there. Okay, so we go. And I'm like, all right, I'm finna buy us drinks. So I'm just buying us drinks. Me and her. And he goes, well, why aren't you buying me drinks?
Sir.
Why the fuck do I have to do that? Yeah. Like, and you're not even, like... Why are you pouting?
Yeah.
Again, butthurt. Where is this coming from? Yeah. Like, you're getting butthurt and, like, mad at me. Like, I don't have to do anything like that. I guess it's more so the situation.
I mean, because, like, how he said it. Like,
yeah, like, I don't mind. But more so, I hadn't seen this friend in a long time. You know, I'm just, like...
Vibing.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I didn't know it was my responsibility to buy all your drinks throughout the night as well. Because keep in mind, this coming out of my heart, I guess, to... Not out of my heart, but, like... I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I'm just vibing with her. With the drinks or whatever. And it's more so because I haven't seen her in forever. But you, yeah. There's ways to say things. So I was just like, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Girl, I have a million stories to tell you. There's like another time at a restaurant and like my friend was working there, right? So I go with my friend and a guy. And he's like, oh, just because your friend's the waitress, can I get that deal on that steak? Mm. I'm like, bro, you're already embarrassing me.
Like, shut up. Sit down.
Should you be at this steakhouse? If, like, and it's not, like, making fun of him, but, like, honestly, fuck it, because yeah. I went through hell. So I'm going to speak my truth.
Speak your truth.
And then he goes, oh, just, let me cash up you $5 at the steakhouse.
Para quien?
For his meal.
Just $5?
$5.
No, pues well.
So whatever he could get, finesse, for $5. And I was like, all right.
You can get some papas.
So I don't know how he did. He ended up getting some kind of steak.
For $5?
I want to say I ended up paying or something. Yeah. I don't know, but I got $5 on my cash app. Girl, the things I've put up with. But speaking of another red flag, well, for me, is like, I don't like when they have their phone down.
Like, what, you're hiding?
Yeah, like, who the fuck gonna pop up? Or like, iPhones, some of them have that little, I call it the hoe button, because you like, it's like your do not disturb or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, that shit on. Who gonna disturb you? I should be the only one disturbing you right now. Yeah. That's a red flag for me. Or if they would go to the... See, okay, this one, I'm being fake because...
Why?
I like to have my phone on me to, like... Oh, I'm going to the grocery store, but, like, if you need something...
Let me know.
And you want to just text me real quick or something, whatever the fuck. But I think it's more so PTSD from, like, a past relationship where he was cheating. So if they take their... We pull up to the gas station or the store and they take it off phone? The aux or something.
They take it with them?
They take it with... Why? First of all, I wasn't going to go through that shit. But now you're giving me reasons.
Mm-hmm. So it's very much the phone vibes.
The phone vibes. I don't fuck with the phone vibes. The phone... Mm. They're trouble.
The trouble?
They are trouble. Like one time, we were dating. Mm-hmm. Tell me why a Bumble notification come up.
Oh, nah.
And see, now I'm delete. What's it called? Now I'm traumada.
Traumatized.
Yeah, because if someone's phone, like if we didn't talk, whatever, someone's phone's up, I'm not looking at it. Go hurt your mama, you're not hurting me.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like when people are on their phone, like.
See, well, you said I'm, it too. These
I'm
phones,
with
these
you.
Fucking phones, bro.
Yeah.
These times. I want to go back to them old times.
What's the old times?
We had pigeons. People would probably, they'd find a way to fucking cheat through pigeons, too.
Literally. Yeah, but I think those are the red flags.
That's it for you? Really?
Yeah.
What'd you say, musty? No, that was a deal breaker. That's a red flag. You
musty. I don't even remember what I said.
The phone. That's it.
No, I said like three things, but I don't know what else I said. That was in part 500.
Shit. No. Let's see what else we got. Oh, I guess that goes with a little bit of, do you believe in second chances? We're still on love.
Yes and no. Like, if they cheated on me, no. Mm. But if something, literally anything else.
That's it.
I mean, besides, it, like, they did a horrible crime, no. But, like, you know, anything, like, it just wasn't, you know, what they say, like, not the right time, not the right place, whatever. Or, like, I don't know. Something else didn't work, then maybe I would give them a second chance.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But if it's cheating or something, no.
That's a straight.
No. Straight no.
What if they're, like, begging on their knees?
I don't care.
It won't happen again.
No.
Blocked. Block. I said kick them. Blocked.
Run them over.
I got violent, yo. One time. For the block. Not for the
block.
One time for the block.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
No, I can't.
Te traen rosas. Perdón.
That's the thing. If you're blocked, you're not coming to my house.
They're not blocked, like, from coming to your house, though.
But they're blocked from me opening the door.
You're right.
So, no.
So, they're done.
I don't know. Second chances, like I said, maybe. In, like, friendships, también, maybe. It's been very rare where I, like, cut somebody off. Actually, I don't think I've ever...
Cut nobody off?
No, I have, but I don't think I've ever, like, been like, okay, let's try it again. In terms of even friends, like, if I cut you off, or, like, they cut me off, we don't cut each other out. Yeah. Yeah, all the friends that I've, like, haven't had, or I've had, like, we just kind of grew apart, or I dropped them. Mm-hmm. We've stayed that way. Like, we haven't came back to being friends, or even trying to refigure things out, no.
Okay. How do you feel about when you're in the talking stage and they fuck up? It was the talking stage and you're like, it's just the talking stage.
I think maybe yes, because like I guess maybe it depends how long you've been talking, but like I'm assuming the topping. The talking is like a shorter amount of time, so
yeah.
Maybe I would be more willing to give them another try because I'm like, okay, like, we're still talking. Like, we haven't made a connection. We haven't made memories. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't made anything. We haven't solidified anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we can try again. Like, whatever.
Really?
But it depends on what are we fucking up on.
They don't went and fuck somebody else.
Oh, then fuck no. Because that's a cheating thing. And we've talked about this with the cousins.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That cheating, even when you're not together, or what is it, like, if you're talking to somebody, is that cheating? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it's cheating. Like, because at least on my end, if I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to five other people.
Yeah.
I'm talking to just you. So, like, even though we're not together, like, I'm giving you some type of loyalty in terms of, like, well, we're trying to figure if it's going to work or not. Like, and if you out there fucking other people or, like, talking to somebody else, then, like,
already?
What's the point? Yeah, then no, bye. Blocked.
How do you feel?
We need a block thing.
Fuck. Let's see. It can't be this one. Blocked. Does that fit? This one? Oh, that's not a very blocked. There's an instant message. That could be a blocked. No, that's like a you in my DMs. Damn.
You in my DMs.
Right? Oh, no. That's definitely not... Oh, are they gonna like reward? What the fuck? This one?
That's how they gonna feel.
They're feeling. What if they're like, oh baby, I was drunk.
I don't give a fuck.
Blocked.
You're still blocked.
So you're in a relationship. They're like, oh, I was drunk. I didn't mean to. No, gone. Mm-hmm. Blocked.
I don't...
Ooh, not the big side.
Like, I just can't... I don't think that should be an excuse. Like, again, you make a choice. You have a consequence. Like,
and you don't think you would get to that point either. Like, oh, no. Shit.
Because I feel like even if I'm, like, unconscious in the terms, like, I'm blacked out or whatever, like, that's never going to go through my thoughts. Like, I'm going to go cheat on somebody.
Yeah.
That's just not who I am. Like...
So do you think that people who have used that is just an excuse? Like, it's no thing. It's not even true.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think that's just like, oh, well.
An excuse.
And maybe it's just me talking a lot because, you know, until you're in the situation, maybe it's different. So
that's what my mom said. She's like, until you're there, you can talk all your shit.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, maybe I'm just talking shit, but, like, that's how I feel.
Don't worry, girl. Play this podcast. Be like, damn. And be like, yeah. Remember when I was that bitch who blocked.
No, everybody blocked. So, like, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been in that situation to where I would have to, like, choose or, like, make my own choice. But, like.
But sitting here now, this
and then outside where I'm not involved in anything, then, no.
Okay. All right. I guess the last big, I guess deep question till we go. I mean, Yo, girl, I'm hungry.
We can cut it. It's okay.
It's your biggest fear.
My biggest fear. Maybe like being forgotten.
Oh, girl, that's deep.
Like, I'm not afraid of dying. I wouldn't want to die like right now. Like, I feel like I have a lot of things that I still want to do in my life, but like, I'm not afraid of dying. I am afraid, not afraid of other people dying, but I'm afraid of like, if I were to die, like how everyone else is going to feel. Like, I feel like I wouldn't want them to feel that way, because I know that if someone that I loved passed away, like, I would feel horrible. So I don't want them to go through that. Like, I would rather everyone else die before me so that I got all the pain, and then I don't feel, no one feels the pain for me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, maybe that, or like, in terms of being forgotten, like, and maybe that's just like a newer fear now that I'm like teaching. Mm-hmm. I know that's unrealistic. Like, I'm going to forget kids too. Like, just because it's just, you're going to see so many people. Like, it's just unrealistic for me to even think, like, oh, I'm going to remember every single person I see in my life, because that's just not how that works.
So when you say you don't want to be forgotten, like, how would you want to be remembered? Or where does that come from?
I think it's from the teaching thing. Like, I want to be a teacher where it's like, oh,
they remember you.
Like, they remember me, or they come and visit me, or like, you know, like, I'm sure you have a teacher that you remember.
I have teachers that
And, like, I have teachers that I'm like, oh, I love them, or, like, they did this for me, or they did that for me. Like, I want to be that. And, like, it's unrealistic for me to want every single child to feel that way about me, because I know that's just not going to happen. But it's, like, I want people to be, like, I don't want to be that, always that teacher that's, like, well, I don't know who my second grade teacher was, or I don't know who my fourth grade teacher was. Yeah. Like, it's just, they were so, quote-unquote, irrelevant, or they were so, I don't know, whatever the word you want to use, like, that they don't remember.
Yeah.
And when you remember somebody, it's because they touched you in some type of way, like through your, like, in your heart or something, or like they taught you something that you're not going to forget or something like that. Like, I don't know. Not that I'm going to be forgotten by my family, because again, I don't think that would happen, but it's more like maybe like in my career part, like not being forgotten, and like,
cue up the remember
me. I literally was thinking about that really right now. I'm like,
Yo, that song be that but, like, whole movie
sorry. Hit different. No, it does. But I think it's that. Like, I want to be, I guess, somebody that's good enough to where it's like, oh, I remember, like, she taught me this, or she taught me that, or even if it's not a teaching moment, like, oh, like, she made sure that I was always okay, or I made sure she made sure that I was always fed. Or she made sure that if I needed to talk to somebody, she was there. Or whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be even like, oh, she taught me math.
The
or like
smallest
Yeah, thing. Like, just something like that. Like, not being forgotten, and then, like, not, I don't want somebody to feel, like, whatever pain comes with death for me.
Okay.
About me. Like, if I'm the one that's passing away.
You don't want them to hurt?
No.
Girl, you know they gonna hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
damn, I'm rubbing your fear. Damn, my bad.
No. But it's just like for example, like my mom. Like, if I were to die before my mom, like, that would hurt them. Or like my brothers. Like, we're really close. Like, if one of my brothers died, like, I would be really hurt.
I feel
hurt.
Like that's the down part of being as close as we are. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know how when you think about, oh, there's people who are all alone out here, and they don't really have to go through that, losing someone or being the person that's causing the pain. Mm-hmm. Not saying they're not worth anything, but they don't, like, have that, really. Not saying, like, you know, not making fun of them or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, we're so close that, like, that is one of our fears, just losing one of us. Like, that's on another level.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't, like, that I wouldn't mind having that pain, because I know I wouldn't necessarily want that, because that just means that I'm losing somebody. But, like, I'd rather me feel it than somebody else feel it.
Okay.
She's like, girl.
Very no, much but, the hero.
Well, I'm not even the hero. It's
not
just
in
like,
a bad way, but, no. Like, I'll take the...
I'll be the sacrifice.
Isn't it like the Spider-Man scene where he's like...
Literally,
like
holding
back the... That's or like how I imagine you.
In, like, what is it called? Hunger Games, like... I sacrificed myself.
I have never seen The Hunger
No,
Games.
Girl. Mm. We gotta get into on some movies with you, because, girl.
You gotta sit down.
And maybe like an irrational fear, because I think it's dumb, not dumb, but like it's an irrational fear, like like not being able to have a family, like for myself, like I've told everybody this, like I don't know why I have this thing in my head that I'm like not gonna be able to have babies, but like there's nothing to tell me that, but it's just like I have, that's my irrational fear, like people have irrational fears, like something's gonna come out of the toilet and bite me, or like, you know, things, crazy things like that, but that's mine, like I don't know why. And then I think crazy things, like what if like I'm in this career because I'm not gonna be able to have babies, and like son mis hijos prestados.
Girl, for you being so positive in the beginning and like don't say that. God, ooh, let's not think that. But no. That's the way you're opening up, saying just, that's what goes through your
mind. And like I said, I know it's irrational. Like why am I thinking that? Like there's no reason.
It's just there for. Do you know maybe why that's?
No.
It's just kind of there.
It's just there.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, but I think the other two are like more like. I don't think about it a lot, but
it's like now that I'm asking you, that
okay, but mostly the other two.
Okay, all right.
And she said, let's take a break after that one.
And now that we got a little deep with her red flags, biggest fears, and
I don't even know what was at the beginning.
Block.
In conclusion, block.
We're going to take a break and go eat, probably. And we'll be back if she decides to come back. Okay. It's una vibra.
Wait, bye.
Okay. Well, we don't really. That's horrible. Not I guess.
I don't know.
Welcome to part.
Who knows? Five, maybe. I think it's five.
It might be five. If it's not one, it was welcome to this part with our special guest, Miha.
Oh. We're back from our lunch break or dinner break.
Dinner break or soggy fry
break.
She had her wonderful soggy
fries. I did have my soggy fries. They hit different, like always.
From Wendy's. Didn't you say that's what you
El
like?
Wendy's with the G.
The Gwendy's. So, damn. For reference, I mean, y'all are getting these probably every Thursday. But we've been sitting here for like 7 hours talking about our lives with intermissions. I mean,
and
but
very,
like,
very beautiful intermissions too. I might add.
Girl, we won't get into that. You done. One time for the intermission. Okay, so now we're gonna just do two little games.
Okay.
And then that's it. This is our little game noise. Okay, this one's just dumb.
Okay.
But I wanted to, as a teacher.
Okay.
I wanted to see if you could do this.
Okay.
And if you can, I'm fucked because you have 3 tries, but
okay, what's the all
right, so you ready?
Yeah.
Say your ABCs backwards.
Z Y W V X. I skipped X. Z W. No, bitch. What? No, that doesn't count. Z Y W V U. I forgot X.
Again, right? Didn't you skip that the first time? I'll give you a couple more shots.
Okay, let's see. Z Y. X, V, U, am I already messed up? No, U, T, S, R, P, O?
go ahead, you halfway there.
N, M, no, that's before. N, M?
Mm-hmm.
L. I'm trying to do J.
G.
JK. No, KJ. KJ. H. IH. G.
You cheating right there.
No, G?
Yeah. Go ahead. You did. You cheating.
E. D. C. B. A.
Okay.
That was rough.
You missed, I want to say either W or V, and then
Q. I forgot about Q, yeah.
And do you know your alphabet in Spanish?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, K, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, I say W, not W, X, Y, Z.
Okay, you just missed Enya.
Oh, you're right. But, and I guess the, yeah, what is it? The, like,
oh, bay. Oh, it's in it?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
Like, the double well, L's.
Give it up for Miha and... Oh, no.
That's it. Bella.
Okay, okay. And now it's time for... Ooh, I don't know if I have... No.
Y'all cut that out.
I'm still, you know. Now it's time for the Would You Rather Hot Edition.
Okay. Alright, let's get it.
Alright, so would you rather have average sex every day for the rest of your life or great sex once a year for the rest of your life?
Great sex once a year.
Really?
For the rest of my life.
Just one time. 365.
365? But it's every year. Yeah. Then average.
I was like, you're right. And then I was like, fuck, once a year.
Am I like married? Like, am I with this person all the time? Or does it change?
Why does this matter?
Because it's like, does it change?
It's a different person?
Mm-hmm.
Every time? What do you mean, like every day? Average every day?
No, so no
someone's
no.
Average might be different than
one's enough. Average might be different. No, I mean, like, if we're together, like, is that going to be an issue? You see what I'm saying?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, I don't know what you're saying.
Like, once a year. Like, uh-huh. You're only doing it once a year? Is that going to be an issue right. If we're married?
Well, no, because it's a, in this world, in for this whatever world. Reason you're
we're just vibing with like that. Then I guess, I don't know. I guess once a year.
Okay.
She said okay.
All right. Lick someone's booty crack or suck their toes.
Suck their toes.
The face you did. It was just way.
Suck their toes. I'm not licking nobody's booty crack.
She was crazy.
Because what if it's musty?
Not the must. One time for the the musty booty crack.
No, that should be a boo. Oh, okay.
Damn. Here we go.
Literally, no.
No, okay, she was quick with it. She was quick with the suck their toes. Half fluorescent pubic hair or extra, extra long pubic hair?
What was the first one?
Fluorescent.
What does that mean? Like it lights up. That could be cool.
She's like, oh, I can vibe with it.
Maybe the fluorescent, you know, do a little something crazy.
Okay. Have adventurous sex or romantic for the rest of your life? So either adventurous for the rest of your life or romantic.
That's a good one. Maybe adventurous. I need some more adventure in my life.
Oh, she said fuck romance. Fuck bitches, get money. Okay, one time for the, what'd you say? Adventurous?
Adventurous.
Okay. Rather lick ice cream off someone's body or whipped cream? And she's lactose.
So I was gonna say, well, that's gonna give me chorro, so I guess the whipped cream. The okay. Whipped cream.
Okay.
I don't even like whipped cream like that, but I'm.
But you're not taking the risk.
I'm looking out for myself.
But whipped cream's gonna fuck you up too.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she said, I know for a fact.
Mm-mm. But I mean, I don't like it like that, but I mean, it's, we don't lick so much, you know what I'm saying?
And if we were not
lactose, then ice cream.
Okay. All right.
If we weren't lactose, then ice cream.
Be in a loveless marriage or sexless?
Loveless.
There's no love or there's no sex?
No sex.
Damn. For real?
I'd rather be in... Girl, yeah.
Okay, one time.
I'd just rather be like I said, I'd rather be in that... The connection is more than just the physical, I think.
Oh, shit.
It's more like the humanly connection.
She gets it. No, I think that one deserves the extra long one. One time for me.
Pomperian. I want to believe.
She said perhaps.
Perhaps. I want to believe.
One time. Three times. All right. So you said sexless. Accidentally send nudes to your mom or to your ex?
To my ex.
How is that? It's accident. Oh.
It's an accident.
Because then you're going to block them.
Period.
Okay.
Blocked.
mom or a stranger, wrong number?
Stranger.
Still blocked. You don't give a fuck who got these nudes.
No, because I mean, like, if I don't know them, if they're a stranger, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this? You don't need to know. You don't know me.
But they done saw, they done saw everything, girl.
But then my mom's going to be like, who you sending this shit to? And then she's going to judge me hard.
She'd rather avoid that.
And she's una hija de Cristo, so, like, you know. Oh, she's going to be out here like, vete a confesar or something.
Yeah. She gets the nudes.
She's going to be, go, vete a confesar, echate agua bendita or something.
Oh, my God. Okay, so to a stranger.
Yeah.
Or your ex.
Or your ex, yeah.
Okay. Give a striptease or receive one? Oh, she said.
Mm.
She said, what she say?
I don't know if I would. Receive.
Okay.
I don't know. It would have to be like, I'd have to be in the mood.
To give one?
Yeah.
Oh. Off the Pink Whitney.
Anything pink, I guess at this point. Anything pink.
Okay, so we said receive though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless I'm fucked, then yeah, I give it.
At that point, I think you're getting both. You're doing both.
Probably. Okay. Then that was better. Both the best of both worlds.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
She said amen.
All right. Have sex with a group of strangers or all your exes?
Have sex with a group of stranger, all my exes.
Whole group, girl.
Damn. strangers.
Damn.
Then my exes?
Damn.
There's a reason why there's exes, no?
Oh.
Pussy, no?
You're right. But these are complete strangers.
What if they're old?
What if? But you already picked them. One time for the old.
Well, an experience, I guess.
And you suck in their toes.
Stop. Who says anything about toes?
And licking whipped cream.
That's not all in the same. All in the same scenario.
Plot twist. All right. Sleep with a superior at work for a raise.
Oh, God.
Or find out your husband did. Oh, her face. If y'all could have seen her face.
I couldn't do it. So I guess my husband. But I'd be pissed.
No second chances. Blocked.
I couldn't do it. Okay. Again, it's not in me.
So you just... But you.
I
rather,
guess I'm going to be poor.
You'd rather find out?
Yeah, because I know I didn't do it. I wasn't a bad person.
She said not even in this hypothetical. Mm. I'm not. Okay, one time for the... All right. Have a sugar daddy that asks for sugar a lot, a lot, or nudes a lot, but like a lot, like you better be sending nudes or giving sugar.
Girl, I guess I'm giving sugar.
Because
I don't know what he be doing with them nudes. At least what he sees, he just can see it and keep it in his memory.
Not in his memory. Oh my God,
I'm stressed about that. Like, who are they gonna be sent to? How they, what if they leak?
Not the leak nudes. Oh, but you were sending them to a stranger? Plot twist.
What is, so that's why I wouldn't be sending them.
No, but in the other scenario.
I guess.
You're fucked. Either way, girl.
I suppose, but no.
But you picked giving sugar then, a lot. But I'm talking, he wants this sugar
every day.
Every 2 hours.
2 hours.
He's like, no, give me that sugar.
Well, then I'm gonna be living my life naked either way.
Oh my goodness, girl.
I mean, it's true. If I'm giving out nudes,
you might as well just stay naked. Oh my God. Okay.
I mean,
right. All right, this one's a good one. Making really loud donkey noises during sex. Your face.
Okay.
Or your partner does.
Partner. I'm not making no fool.
Oh my God.
Because like I said, I won't judge you, but I ain't being judged.
This is a horse. Not a horse. This is, oh, what no. This is what you're getting it on with.
Oh, still him, not me.
And you could.
I can't even do the accent game. What am I gonna be making donkey noises?
Okay, but they just come out, girl. That you don't like.
Como quiera, I don't care.
Let's hear your donkey noise.
Chill.
Oh my God. So in conclusion,
still him or blocked. I'm just kidding. No, but for real.
How are you getting through that? Like, you're supposed to be having this
adventurous
moment.
I guess it's gonna be very much adventurous. I'll be like, damn.
That was random.
That one was good. Okay. No, but I mean, it's adventurous, I guess.
That is adventurous.
We in the donkey noise. We in the farm or something.
Okay, old McDonald.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yo.
With it. Okay. Let's see. I don't even know where we were at. Rather find out your boyfriend slept with your mom in the past. Or your ex now sleeps with your mom currently.
While with me?
No, so.
But it's with me now. Like.
So you'd rather find out that your current boyfriend slept with your mom in the past. Or your ex is currently sleeping with your mom.
My ex.
Is currently sleeping with her.
In the past.
So you'd be cool with it?
I mean, I wouldn't be cool with it, but I'd rather that than the other one.
Well, I have a feeling he's getting blocked.
Don't worry, he'll be blocked soon.
You're just telling me this.
I'd be like, mom, block him.
And how would you react? Like, your mom.
I'd be mad.
You'd be like, ma.
Be like, mom, there's a reason why he had an ex.
Oh, ooh. One time. Wait, that's the plot twist. Okay.
And she should know. I'm sure.
She'll know better.
I'm telling her my business. So, like, be like, you gonna let.
Oh, because she should know.
That I was hurt or whatever. So, why are you putting yourself in that predicament?
This hypothetical, your mom ain't give a fuck.
Oh, she's doing something crazy.
She's being adventurous.
Apparently. Damn. Oh no.
Oh my God. All right, date a porn star or be the porn star that they're dating. So they're dating a porn star or you're dating a porn star.
I don't think I would be dating a porn star, so I guess I'll be the porn star.
She said someone's gonna do it.
I'll do it. I'll sacrifice myself. I don't think I could be with a porn star. I feel, like, very self-conscious.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What if they came home from work? Honey, work was amazing today.
Be like, blocked.
Damn, bitch, you just out here. You get a block.
Everybody gets a block.
I need to give you my phone and just, like.
Just record it so I can block.
Just block everybody off.
Period. Be like, do you talk to this person? No, block.
Blocked.
Damn. Did this person hurt you some type of way? Blocked.
Girl, that just reminded me.
Stop.
We're talking about. That's what happened.
No.
Blocked. Okay.
Anyways.
So you're the porn star.
Yeah.
And you could do it?
In the hypothetical, yeah.
With a group of strangers. There you go.
So I'm not. Dun, what is the kid thing? Yeah, I'm not. They're not gonna be. What is it called? Disappointed.
Oh, those strangers.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my God. All right. Here you go with it. You don't like musty people, but like have sex with someone who never showers or they never brush their teeth. So they either booty crack stink or their mouth stink. And you can't say, well, I'm not kissing them or they're turning them a different way. No, you smelling this shit. They're all a bit.
Still the mouth. Girl. No, still the mouth because
you're taking the what?
I'm taking the mouth.
Like they don't brush their teeth.
Yeah, I can't do it with their ass stinking. Like they sit, they get up from their seat and that shit stink.
Rotten.
Ew.
So the brush the teeth. Yeah. How are you getting through that?
We're just ignoring the fact.
You could have done this. Well, for reference, she's covering plugging my, up her nose. You could have done that with the stink booty.
No.
Yes.
Because it's not just the booty. It's the armpits. It's the hair. It's the... just the body odor in general. It's not just one thing. It's everything.
That man just a ball of musk.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You're saying no.
No must.
No, say no to balls.
Stomp out must. Instead of stomp out bully, stomp out must.
Honestly, yeah, let's make that a movie.
I think stomp out must.
Hashtag, we're going to hashtag that on these. If y'all share this podcast.
Hashtag stomp out must.
Okay, cry every single time during sex or burp every single time that you're kissed. You burping in these motherfuckers' mouths. And it's them loud, vibrating burps.
I'm the one burping?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was going to say with a little bit of throw up, but no. Ew. There's no need for that.
I guess that's too much. I guess the burp, like, they'll get over it. See, no, because I get blocked.
Plot twist.
No, I get blocked. It's okay. I don't wouldn't mind being blocked by one.
Stomp out the must. Now you over here burping, stinking. Well, they don't have to stink.
They don't got
to
stink. That's what I'm saying. It could just be the noise. Mm. I brush my teeth.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. They can get over it.
That's not as bad as I put it out. Yeah. Okay. And last one, use someone else's dirty underwear or their toothbrush. But their tooth is...
It has hairs on it.
It's the one that didn't brush his teeth.
Oh my god, the toothbrush.
Really?
I've used people's like in on accident. Genuinely, like I'm like, oh shit, this was not mine.
Toothbrush. Oh yeah.
So I'm like, eh, you know, I'll get over
it. But this is a complete, you know, kind of a stranger with a musty mouth.
Is it one time?
You know what? The question doesn't specify, but I'm going to say it's 2 weeks. Because it's my show.
Yeah, then definitely the toothbrush question. I'm not going to wear no nasty underwear for two weeks.
You're right.
That's probably going to give me an infection.
So if it... but you going to get cavities? Or
by 2 weeks? Girl, I ain't going to get no cavities.
Okay, fine. If it was less time, it would have been the underwear?
No, it's still the toothbrush.
Okay, so it'll
even if it was one day, because I'm like, okay, I can deal with a musty mouth one day. But like, in the underwear? Mm.
Okay, so in conclusion, say no to musty underwear.
Yeah, no. No musty
underwear.
Stomp out the must.
Well, this was Would You Rather Hot Edition with me, Stomp Out the Must.
Purr.
Okay, well, we have reached the end of our show. How did you like it, girl?
It was awesome. It was like, it was just a conversation. I forgot halfway through that we were recording.
Oh, love to hear.
So it was just very, very comfortable, very much a conversation.
We did a, you're coming back for part
5,000.
I want to say thank you for coming and spending the entire day.
Yeah, a whole day. It's been, girl, how many? Ooh, girl.
She got here.
It's been a whole 7 hours.
You got here. No, you got here punctual.
So it's been 8 hours.
So.
With intermissions, but eight hours.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a good vibe.
It was good. I loved it. I loved it. Is there anything, any shout outs you want to do or...
Girl, shout out to you and your show. Proud of you for doing this for yourself and inviting us on there. So, shout out to you, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Any follow me on Instagram moment?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram. I don't even
know.
Maybe not.
We'll see. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
If you can, it will be tagged.
Yeah. Maybe. Because we both thought about it at the same time. We're like, eh.
If y'all don't see it under there.
That means it's a no for me, dog.
Miha is undercover. She's too busy stomping out the must.
The must, yeah. We might have to keep my identity.
Oh, shit, bitch. I done dropped everything. She over here being Superman, Batman. Okay, well, that's it for that. Thank you so much for everyone listening to all
the parts
of everyone, honestly, up to now. And we're still, we realized today we're still, you know, playing around with little settings and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this one sounds a little crispier for y'all.
And, no hate, no tea, no shade.
No shade to past guests, but, you know, I'm going to bring them back and give them
a second chance.
Give them a second chance rodeo. To sound crisp. But, but y'all check out all them other episodes too, because they were a lot of fun too. Everyone's been fun. Damn, this fucking... I'm not even drinking soda anymore. I'm burping. Damn, nasty whore. Okay. Well, thank you to everyone who listens. Follow me on Everything Is Beautiful Mommy. Oh, Es Una Vibra Way now has an Instagram. So if hit y'all want to hit that follow. If y'all want to go hit that follow button, I'm going to try to do a little, what's it called? Like a sweepstake?
Mm-hmm. Like a giveaway?
A giveaway. A sweepstake's an old word, ain't it?
She said, ain't it? A little giveaway. Them YouTube lingo.
Yeah, y'all know, it's not like a cruise or anything, but, you know, it's going to be a little something. It's in the works still, but
a pencil?
No, bitch, it's going to be...
A stick?
Maybe a little gift card to some of these fucking places we've been shouting in out, facts. Even though they don't sponsor me, but...
It's okay.
But it's okay. We're going to get there one day. Let's manifest it. But yeah, y'all stay tuned for that. Thank you so much. Follow me on Everything Beautiful Mommy. There is a message button on one of them links. I think it's the main one that I share. But it's so that you guys can like send me messages, and that way it gives me like an idea of what to talk about, what y'all want to hear, whatever. And but yeah. I'm going to try to find a better way to describe that for you, because y'all like, what fucking message button? There's also a support button. It's, it's 99 cents if y'all can. That would be like a lot of help to help sustain future episodes for you guys. And much love to all my aliens and all my supporters from day one and the new ones, everybody. Es una vibra way.
Period.
Damn, that shit loud. That's a wrap. Oh, shit.